Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Careful for Nothing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, to a couple of openings, John chapter 14. And then I think we'll be going to Philippians chapter 4. We began, a couple of weeks ago now, on a new series that we're now calling Careful for Nothing. Hallelujah. John 14. John 14 and verse 1. 14:1 says, these are red letters in most of your Bibles, the Master speaking, let not your heart be troubled. Who's the understood subject? You. The Lord is saying, you don't allow your heart to be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Skip down to verse 27. All of this is rich, but if I start reading it, be like that multiplying sales again. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Then he says it again, let not your heart be troubled. Why would he tell you again? He just said it just a few verses ago. Why would he tell you again? Don't let your heart be troubled. Just in my small experience with this, I know from dealing with folks going through crisis and situations, many, many, many Christians, good people, saved people, do not believe you can do this. They just don't. I'm talking about a lot of Christians. They do not believe you can choose to not let your heart be troubled and choose to not be afraid. They believe situations of life happen that are just too big for anybody to handle, and you can be overwhelmed and nobody could avoid being troubled. Nobody could prevent themselves from being afraid. Impossible. I'm only human. But that's the subtlety of the devil's lies. Is everybody with me? You can't be wimpy to be a real Christian. It takes courage to just believe what the Master said. There's all kind of things the Master said and that the Father said. You look at it, and you look at us and you'd say, no way. You look at what he said. You look at the church and you'd go, no way. But there's a way. His name is Jesus. He is the way. But it takes courage to believe this when it looks and feels and your previous experience would tell you it is impossible. Impossible. So you just have to choose by faith to believe if he said it, it can happen. If he told me to live this way, it's possible for me to live this way. Lord, show me what I don't know. Show me how to do this thing. So just making a choice right now to believe John 14:27. Now, a whole lot of people say, oh, I believe the Bible. But when you come right down to it, they don't. And we're not judging anybody. We're looking at ourselves. Say it out loud. I believe the words of Jesus. And if he said, not to let my heart be troubled. And not let it be afraid. Then with his help, it is possible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's possible. No matter what happens, it is possible for, with the greater one inside of me, for me to look at it and go, I refuse to get upset about this. I refuse to let my heart be troubled. Fear, I resist you. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. It's possible. And not just be empty words, but a living reality. We together so far?
Yes, sir.
Let's read the words of Jesus again. Everybody read it out loud. Say it out loud. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Is this a word from the Master? Should we respect it? Should we receive it? Should we say, sir, yes, sir, you said, don't do it? That's it. We're not going to do it. Well, I can feel you wanting some more help along that line. So go to Philippians 4. But it is tremendous progress just to make the choice to believe it. No matter what your experience has been or how impossible it may seem or look, you just choose. That's what faith is. Faith is a choice. You hear people say, well, I just can't believe that. I'm sorry, but I can't believe that. That's a lie. You choose not to believe it. You could believe it if you choose to. Faith is a choice. It's not based on what you see or feel or understand. It's simply a choice. When somebody tells you something, you decide whether you believe them or not. It's a choice. And I think we have decided already that we believe Jesus. Am I correct in this assumption that we have already decided that Jesus is real and He's alive and He's our Lord and Savior and my big brother? Is that right? And He has never lied and never will and cannot lie. And if He tells you something, that's it. No matter what you think, what you heard, what you felt, it's true. It's true. Philippians 4 and 4. Philippians 4, 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. The joy of the Lord is your strength, the Scripture said. And what are you going to do instead of be troubled? What are you going to do instead of be afraid? You can't just do nothing. The enemy will seek to fill that vacuum. Right? And you don't want to just focus on all the time, you know. I think sometimes when it comes to confession, folks only got a piece of confession and calling those things that be not. And didn't realize it was working even against them part of the time. Call those things that be not as though they were. Let's say you're hurting. And so they grabbed it and said, I'm not hurting. I'm not hurting. I'm not hurting. Well, is that the same as calling something that's not as though it is? Pain is. You're hurting. That's not something that's not. That's something that is. What's not? Healing. I'm getting a lot of looks across the crowd. And the other part of this is if you go around constantly going, I have no pain. I have no pain. I have no, ugh. I have no, ugh. I have no pain. What are you hearing out of your mouth? Pain, 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 pain. That's on your mind.
Yeah, all right. Come on.
No, you don't want to focus on that. You want to focus on, I'm healed. I call my body healed. I call my body whole. I call my body sound.
Hmm?
Listen to me, kidneys. Function perfectly. I'm talking to you. Work right. I call my kidneys whole. I call my blood clean. I call my heart strong. I call my lungs clear. That's calling something that's not as though it were.
Amen.
And you're hearing the good thing.
Yeah.
Rejoice. So instead of just saying, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, quit it, quit it. You're worrying. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to worry. I'm not. I'm worrying. No. Instead of just trying to battle the problem, you have to replace it with something good. Fill up the void. Okay, we're not worrying. What are we going to do? We're going to rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord all the time. And again I say, rejoice. Skip down to verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, first of all, let's look at this phrase again. He didn't say, try to do this. Just like he said, don't let your heart be troubled. He said, be careful for nothing. Who's the understood subject? You. Don't let yourself be full of care about anything. The word care means anxious care, anxiety, and anxiousness. The Young's literal translation says it that way, for nothing be anxious. Amplified says it like this, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. Now let's just stop right there. Do most Christians believe that's possible? No, they don't. Most church-going people do not practice that, nor do they even believe it's possible. Should we take the Word of God seriously? And regardless of our experiences in the past or how much problems we've had with it, we're faith people. If God said we can live like this, we can. Is it possible to live day after day without worrying, without having anxiety? Without fret, is it possible? Yes. Is it? I want to ask these people over here, is it possible?
Yes.
Is it, Pa, I'm looking at you in the back, is it possible to go day after day, not losing sleep, not pacing the floor, not worrying, not being troubled, not being upset, not being afraid, is it possible?
Yes, sir.
If you believe that, you are in a minority. You are in a very exclusive group in the earth. But it will enable you to live a life on a level most people never touch.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Careful for Nothing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.